Right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Welcome back. It is Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We're going to get another update from Phil the Mayflower over there at Cordova Mall here shortly after traffic on the fives, which come up here in about 3 minutes. Let's get started with some of the top stories in the news right now. So first of all, let's get started with World Cup. The United States drew with Wales, tied. So United States won, Wales won. Apparently, the United States allowed a late penalty, and that's one of the ways that they were able to catch up right there. So we're in full swing with the World Cup now, day number two right here. And the United States coming up with a draw. Hey, it's better than a loss, right? The other top stories in the news, starting off with the shooting that happened yesterday at the LGBTQ club in Colorado Springs. The suspect who is involved with that is facing 5 counts of first-degree murder and hate crime charges as well. So latest update right there on that whole thing. There is a where'd it go? Ukraine, civilian deaths, not soldiers, civilians. According to NATO, the civilian deaths is up to 6,500 now. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot. Kevin McCarthy wants to block 3 Democrats from different committees if he becomes House Speaker. Adam Schiff, Swalwell, and Ilhan Omar. And Eric Swalwell and Ilhan Omar hit back at him, saying that when he said he's going to block them from certain House committees, and Democrats are ripping into Kevin McCarthy as well if he removes them from those committees, if he sticks with that. Indonesia had a massive earthquake; 160 people have died thus far, hundreds are injured. And it could be the deadliest earthquake of 2022. Oh, I just saw the latest now. It looks like 162 individuals died in this earthquake in Indonesia. Man, I have a fairly close friend who just moved from Indonesia like last week. So, pretty bizarre right there. Georgia Appeals Court has made a decision returning early voting this Saturday in the Senate runoff. So basically, there was a ruling on Saturday that says that they cannot be doing early voting this early. The state is appealing that. So we'll see what happens with that. Evidence of we've covered this once or twice, but there is a big union debate going on with rail workers. And apparently the major rail union rejected a deal that was brokered by President Biden. That happened today. And this is now we're looking at possible strike before the holidays. Yeah, so, and if you get a strike with that, then, you know, that's going to obviously create problems with prices and availability of goods for the holiday. So that's a pretty big one right there. Okay, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, an informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Avalon HR. Everything's looking good on our roads with I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. You are going to see your typical afternoon traffic leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90. due to bridge construction. But Pine Forest, Blue Angel, Gulf Beach all checking in clear and no slowdowns really throughout Gulf Breeze on 98. That's Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre looking good on 98. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. This traffic update brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pets Call right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. One other story here. So you should probably heard the news that that Elon Musk is restating or reinstating accounts like Donald Trump's, like Project Veritas. He will not restore Alex Jones' account. Yeah, that won't happen. Bitcoin plummeted towards $16,000 as the FTX crypto bankruptcy unfolds. And Elton John rockets towards retirement with the big Dodger Stadium finale. I haven't seen it yet. I've been wanting to watch it, but I haven't got to watch it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Pets Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So the actor who plays most commonly known as Thor from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Chris Hemsworth, going to take a little bit of a break from acting and from working in general. And I'll tell you about why and coming up here in about, well, not quite 10 minutes, but a little bit in 10 minutes there. Also, hey, the holiday, this is like the week where we really get into the swing of the holidays, right? And so with that, a lot of people going to be gaining some weight over the holidays. We'll talk about that coming up here in about 20 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. First, let's go over to our News Radio 92.3 hotline to Jenna. Jenna from Pep Talk is on here. She's down over at Cordova Mall. What you doing at Cordova Mall, Jenna?
So Field of Mayflower is happening right now, Bobby. If you haven't heard, our goal is to fill the 53-foot moving van from Coastal Moving and Storage. Of course, our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, is here. We also have WCAR Channel 3, and of course, News Radio 92.3 here, and the community is coming out to help fill the Mayflower. So bring your non-perishable food items, anything that you can think of, canned food. I know tons of people have been asking what. Really anything. As long as it's non-perishable, you can also bring monetary donations as well. But this is the time of year. Giving back is so powerful, and we want to see our community impacted. So come out. We'll be here till 6 p.m.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll get another update from you here shortly. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. The U.S. men's soccer team taking 1 point from Wales after its first World Cup match ended in a draw. Tim Weah scored for the Americans in the first half. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, Bobby, has temporarily stopped executions across their state after two failed attempts recently. The governor ordered the Department of Corrections there in Alabama to do a top-to-bottom review of the state's execution process after two inmates avoided execution within a two-month period. The Alabama DOC says they were not able to access the veins of the inmates before their death warrants expired at midnight. The attorney for a driver accused of injuring 25 different law enforcement recruits over in Los Angeles last week is now calling that incident today a tragic accident. In a statement, Nicholas Gutierrez's attorney said he was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol at the time of the wrong-way crash. Gutierrez told NBC LA that he apparently didn't mean to hit those cadets with his SUV, and he's been living in a nightmare ever since. Of course, a lot of those victims suffered life-threatening injuries. Five still in the hospital in critical condition. How about some good news after all that? Jay Leno is out of the hospital. He's been released from that burn center where he was being treated after the vehicle caught on fire in his garage. Leno was at the Grossman Burn Center in Los Angeles for 10 days, and he's going to get follow-up care for burns to his face, chest, and hands. And his doctors say he should make a full recovery, so that's definitely some good news for him.
Thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So did you get to watch any of the World Cup there over the weekend, David?
I did not. I was way too busy to sit down for any length of time. How about you?
Nah, I wasn't able to watch it yet. I did want to see the USA against Wales, but haven't been able to check that one out yet. I saw that they got a draw, but I'm going to watch it. I just got to try to squeeze it in, you know, trying to squeeze in the time to be able to watch is the problem.
Yeah, there's just never enough time.
Yeah, exactly. I did see this. So what are your thoughts on this whole Twitter thing? Because you're getting new people getting reinstated, but yeah, you got a lot of celebrities jumping off the platform and everything like this. You thinking this is going to be something that Twitter, like this was a big mistake and Twitter might end up going away?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's going anywhere. It's one of those things that once people are in the habit of getting on Twitter all the time, it's so tough to get out of the habit. So, you know, the money is still there as far as sponsors and advertising. It's just a lot of grandstanding is what it seems like to me.
Yeah, that's what I think so too. I think it'll be fine. I mean, because once again, Elon Musk was going to be build, you know, True Social Network. He's going to build his own, you know, alternative, you know, platform. So I think they're just going through some rocky patches right now. And I know a lot of people are concerned that he's the owner. A lot of these celebrities, they'll come back if they see a benefit in it. And if they feel like it's a place where they can still be themselves, whatever. I think it's good to see certain platforms like Project Veritas getting reinstated. Even Trump, even though Trump's not even using the platform still, he may not ever use the platform. But I think it's good to see some of these people being reinstated. But at the same time, people like Alex Jones not being reinstated. So, I think it'll be a pretty good one overall. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 traveling smoothly throughout Pensacola. Really not seeing anything out of the ordinary to slow you down. We do have our everyday afternoon traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. But if you see something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line number. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, the actor who plays Thor in Marvel Cinematic Universe says he's going to take a little bit of a break from acting. I'll tell you why coming up next. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, the actor Chris Hemsworth, who plays, you know, he plays Thor in Marvel Cinematic Universe. That's what he's best known for. He just came out with a brand new docu-series called Limitless on Disney Plus. And I guess one of the episodes, there was an episode on death and facing your own mortality. And he says, oh my goodness, I'm not ready to go yet. And he says, I want to sit there and be in this space of grateful. And then he talked about how his kids are growing, and he realized he's just doing one movie after another movie or after another docuseries or something like that. He says, and then before you know it, the kids will be 18, they'll be moved out of the house, and I'll have missed the window. It triggered something in me that I want to take some time off. So once we finished the show, I completed the other things that I was already contracted to do. But now when I finish this tour this week, I'm going home, and I'm going to have a good chunk of time off and just simply be with my wife and my kids. There you go. You have seen some big actors in the past and actresses decide to take time off for family. And so he's another one that's decided to do the same thing. I guess one of his big things that woke him up, by the way, was in the episode, there was some sort of genetic, they did some sort of genetic thing, and they found that he has, in his blood test, that he had this gene that makes you highly susceptible to Alzheimer's. And so he said this, The idea that I won't be able to remember the life I experienced with my wife, my kids, is probably my biggest fear. So with that, it also that was also another motivation to him to go ahead and take some time off from acting, take time off from work. Look, when you got that kind of the money and financial freedom, I've often wondered why more of them don't take time off to spend with their family, especially when they have young families. You know, once their kids get older, then you can get back into the business if you love it. But man, if you're able to build up some sort of financial security like that, I've often wondered why they don't take more time off. So I applaud him for taking this big step. All right, it is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, going to get we'll get Fox News Update followed by your sports hit. Stick around for that next on News Radio 92.3.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
The stars Pensacola creep, right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here shortly, we're going to give away some tickets to see Florida State University play their last home game of the season. So if you would like to get some tickets for that, be sure to stick around. Probably give those away. Got two pairs. So we'll give away a pair next hour. We'll also give away a pair here coming up. But this game will be for Friday against Florida, Black Friday game, so it'll be a pretty exciting one. Let's go get an update from Phil the Mayflower right now over at Cordova Mall. Let's go to Jenna Barr on News Radio 92.3 Hotline. Jenna?
Hey, guys. We are out here. Actually, I'm watching some more cars pull through the parking lot. So if you're wondering where Phil the Mayflower is and how you can get over here, you're probably most familiar with Red Robin, you know, the burger place, that entrance to Cordova Mall. We are in the parking lot directly in front of that, right across from the Ascension Sacred Heart Christmas tree, which is almost fully up. They're working on it. But what you can do is drive on through. Here come some more cars. You can drop off some non-perishable food items to help us fill the 53-foot moving truck. This is, of course, for Mana Food Pantries, non-perishable food items only. And we are out here with Coastal Moving and Storage, Cat Country 98.7, Channel 3 WEAR, our news partners. And we are going to be here until 6 p.m. And the weather is really nice. So if you want to drive up, park, and then walk your stuff over, that's fine. But there's lots of volunteers here to take your donations. So come on out and see us till 6 p.m. tonight.
Very nice. Thank you, Jenna. We'll get another update from you here shortly. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Yeah, I got a couple of texts here. It says we're talking about the Twitter thing. We'll get into that a little bit. Well, first of all, so Trump has been reinstated on Twitter, but he does not plan, or at least so far, he's not tweeted anything. So he's got his true social network. So and really, the reality of it is he starts tweeting on Twitter. My guess is that the true social network disappears. Everybody that's on there probably jumps ship and joins him over on Twitter, and then his own network would just collapse. So he's kind of in a tricky spot right now because I think he wants the exposure that he can get from Twitter to all the people who haven't joined him on True Social Network yet. You know, he knows if he does it, he's basically tanking his own social network. So I got a text here that says, I said it before, I'll say it again. The same people who were raving and wanting everybody to buy electric vehicles from Elon Musk are now the same people jumping ship off of Twitter because of Elon Musk. Yeah, that's true. It's kind of funny. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top three stories here for you. The suspect in the Colorado Springs LGBTQ club shooting has been charged with 5 counts of first-degree murder and hate crimes. Ukrainian civilian deaths has topped 6,500. NATO is assembling a special tribunal on Russian aggression. And the United States allowed a late penalty, which ended up causing them to draw with Wales. So they had an opportunity to win the game, and instead they ended up just going to end up in a draw, at least in the first game. So a lot of World Cup left, though. A lot of World Cup. We'll have to see what happens with that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. Really quickly here, we've got the Monday Night Football in the NFL on ESPN tonight at 7:15. The 49ers are going to be playing the Cardinals. And I just saw this, that Colt McCoy is going to be getting the start for the Cardinals for the second game in a row. The NBA is going to be on NBA TV at 7 o'clock with the Golden State Warriors against the New Orleans Pelicans. That'll be on NBA TV. NCAA men's basketball right now, number 9, Arkansas is beating Louisville 27-16. That's on ESPN2. LSU beat Illinois State earlier today. Number 10, Creighton beat number 21, Texas Tech. And coming up on ESPN2 later will be Richmond against Syracuse, and then Cincinnati against number 14, Arkansas, number 17, San Diego State playing Ohio State. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are checking in clear on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. We do have some slow traffic on Michigan right now. Michigan Avenue heading westbound right near South Gulf Manor is slow moving. This is the intersection right near the Circle K as you're heading towards Mobile Highway. And we're really not seeing anything to slow you down on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, but expect your slow traffic, your typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90. This is if you are leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, some of the other top stories is that England hammered Iran 6-2 in the World Cup. And just once again, if you missed it, United States drew with Wales, 1-1. And the Broncos are going to waive their running back Melvin Gordon after he had his 5th fumble of the season. That is your sports news. Let's get our CBS Sports Minute right here on News Radio 92.3.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. The New York Jets are on the verge of becoming one of the most interesting teams in the NFL because there could be an opening at their quarterback position next season. The Jets' offense wasted another excellent performance from Gangrene's defense, holding the New England Patriots to just 3 points. The team obviously invested a second overall pick in Zach Wilson, and you could understand them being patient. But if a veteran quarterback becomes available, would they bite Jimmy Garoppolo, anyone? I'm Maggie Gray.
Hey, sports fans, this is Ultimate Vegas Insider John Anthony. Monday night, report against the spread. Last 2 weeks, documented 3-1. That's 75% winners. I'm red hot. I love tonight's matchup, and it sure is free on a recorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. San Francisco, Arizona, plus the total. Free recorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you would like a pair of tickets to go see Florida State play the Florida Gators Black Friday, I believe the game is at 6:30. No, pregame's at 4:30. And, in fact, we're not going to have a show that day because we got Florida State football playing Florida. But if you'd like a pair of tickets, go ahead and text in Go Noles. Just text in Go Noles to 850-437-1620, and you could have a chance to win that pair of tickets on Black Friday. That's 850-437-1620. Text in Go Noles to watch Florida State play Florida this Friday. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we're pretty much in the official holiday season now, so that means we're starting to gain weight. We'll talk about that next. Stick around.
Right now.
dependable. And we'll give away another pair of tickets to go see Florida State play the Florida Gators this Friday next hour. So stick around for that right here on News Radio 92.3. There is a I want to get into the holidays just a little bit here. So first, let's go to David Wayne over in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, Pensacola police officers handed out Thanksgiving meals for several families in need this week. Officers handed out meals to 29 different families that had all been nominated by PPD officers. This was earlier today. It's the third year that PPD's teamed up with the Kugelman Family Foundation, Pensacola's Finest Foundation, and also Mana Food Pantries to give out the meals. So nice thing happening there. Gotta love the holidays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. And, of course, we got the Fill the Mayflower going on right now over at Cordova Mall to help Mana Food Pantries as well. So if somebody's got an opportunity to swing by that, that'd be great. Just drop off some non-perishable food items. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Where to go? Okay, so we are. This is like the week, you know, starting Thanksgiving. Really, I guess it started in Halloween, but really for me, it starts this week going all the way through the New Year's, where it's just like everything is about food. You know, it's just food, 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 food for like the next 4 or 5 weeks. And the average American, expects to gain 5.5 pounds by January 1st. That's right. And apparently, we're okay with that. 42% admit that they use the holidays as an excuse to eat whatever they want starting about the middle of November, so about right now. And so it's like, you know what, yeah, I'm going to gain some weight, and I'm going to like it is what it comes down to. Some of the things that we go a little bit overboard on during the holidays includes eating more than one dessert after a meal. 41% of us will do that. All right, so you know what my problem is I do that, like, even not during the holidays. Eating the same meal more than once a day, you know, like Thanksgiving leftovers for both lunch and dinner. Eating more than three meals in a day, bigger late-night snacks, and then finally eating so much that we feel sick. That's a common holiday. That seems like that no matter what, that's a Thanksgiving day. Like, it just happens. Not much you can do about it. Now, I saw a separate survey that was talking about the weight gain that happens during the holidays, and part of the reason is we stop exercising as much. We exercise less in the winter because the number one reason is too cold. Yeah, well, that doesn't – I mean, I guess it does apply to us, too. I was going to say it doesn't really apply to – but it does. There's – you know, because there's some days where you just – where it just feels brisk and cold, and you're just like, I don't want to leave the house. It feels – wet in the air. The other reason, it's too dark. See? Daylight savings. We should keep daylight savings year-round. It's making us fat. That's what it is. The reason why we have an obesity epidemic in America is because we went back to standard time. And that's, I think this is the scientific evidence right here. This poll should be admitted to the Senate. The House, because the Senate already passed it that keeps daylight savings year-round. The House has not, so we need to get this sent over to the House so that they can follow through with the vote like the Senate did. Some of the other reasons why we don't exercise as much in the winter, it's too wet. It's harder to find the motivation. They worry about safety when exercising in the dark outside. We have less energy, and hibernation mode kicks in. Rather just stay in and watch TV. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Really nothing out of the ordinary to slow you down this Monday afternoon. With I-10 and I-110 checking in clear, expect your afternoon traffic as you are leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. On Highway 90, we have slow traffic. And then Michigan in the westbound direction next to South Gulf Manor. That's the intersection right near the Circle K. As you're heading towards Mobile Highway, we have a couple patches of slow traffic there. So keep that in mind. 9th Avenue, if you're stopping by... Build a Mayflower, really nothing to slow you down on your way to Cordova Mall. See someone else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get into update from Jenna Barr over at the Field of Mayflower event at Cordova Mall. Jenna?
Oh, it is so exciting to see people pulling all the way through, filling the Mayflower. So if you don't know, right now at Cordova Mall, across from Ascension Sacred Heart in that parking lot area, we are filling a 53-foot moving van, okay? So bring non-perishable food items out. We'll be here till 6 p.m. today, and then all day tomorrow. A good friend of mine just pulled through. They're so excited to drop off some food items. But I just spoke with Dee Dee Flounlocker, who is the executive director of Mana Food Pantries, that is putting on this incredible event with Coastal Moving and Storage. Dee Dee says the biggest need is canned fruit in 100% juice and canned vegetables. So if that's something you can pick up when you're out at the grocery store today or tomorrow and drop it by, please do. A little bit goes a long ways, and there is a lot of families in our communities that will be impacted by your donation today and tomorrow. So come on out. We are here with Cat Country and WEAR Channel 3 until 6 p.m. and then again tomorrow. But don't miss it today. Come see me. I'd love to see all of your faces.
Jenna, so you said canned vegetables and canned fruit in 100% fruit juice is the main thing that they're needing right now? Okay.
Yes. I mean, of course, if you drop off canned fruit in the syrup, it's okay, but it is healthier, and they're looking to try to have healthier options for people.
I got a text here asking, can they just come by and bring a check?
Oh, yes, they can. We would love to see you drive by with your checks, your cash hanging out the window, too. You can come take a selfie with us. Of course, please, anything helps.
All right, there you go. Thank you very much, Jenna. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Head out to Cordova Mall. Once again, they'll be out there till 6 o'clock tonight, and then they'll be out there again tomorrow. So if you're not able to bring your non-perishable food items tonight, you can do it tomorrow. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, we were talking about gaining weight during the holidays. You know, maybe some people are eating too much figgy pudding. I don't even really know what figgy pudding is, but at the same time, it's like, all right. How about this one, though? Figgy pudding flavored Spam has arrived for the holidays. That's right. Two packs of figgy pudding Spam are available for $10. They're already sold out at Spam.com, by the way, so apparently some people want some figgy pudding Spam. This is disgusting. What is wrong with people? It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.